Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Rising Season 2 teaser. I am so excited for what we have coming up. We're going to dig deeper into what does it practically look like to have courage as a creative professional. See, we're all on this journey to reject indifference in our work and in those that we work with. I think we all want to be courageous, but we just don't always know what that looks like. So this season, we're going to further explore this idea of overcoming adversity, finding breakthroughs, overcoming those obstacles. We all have them, and they're not the same size or shape. Some are really small speed bumps, and others are massive walls that seem totally impassable. So we're going to tackle some big topics like losing it all and having to completely restart, or the art of giving your opinion even when it's not asked for, finding your big break, or discovering and sustaining your style. We're going to talk about conflict and salary, starting a business. So some really great topics to tackle and maybe sprinkle in a few dad jokes along the way. So here's the deal. These topics really matter, and they can be the difference in being stuck or unstuck as a creative. And we all don't have the luxury of mentors on demand or at our disposal. So consider this season your creative mentorship, because you matter and you deserve to push yourself. As a creative, you are a visionary, an idealist, a purist. I know it. And indifference can really set in and drain your ambition. We all, as creatives, have to press on, learn that resilience, fight the good fight, and together we will see the creative rising.
Putting yourself out there, putting your work out there, and letting it be critiqued. A lot of people are scared to just take that first step and, you know, open yourself up to criticism and put that work out there and just continue to put it out there. And you'll see yourself grow. I mean, it's such an important thing with confidence, is just to be putting yourself out there. You have to go for it. If you're reserved and just sitting back, it's not going to happen.
The moment you say, oh, I have this whole thing figured out. I know how to do it. I know how it's going to get done and what the results are going to be. Because when that happens, someone else that has that bit of extra motivation is just going to zoom past you. And that's just a feeling that sucks. To see someone else, you know, do what you think you can and do it better. I think it's just that hunger to always try to, if not be at the top, like be at the top relative to what you believe you can do.
Everything that you experience, everything that you go through, good or bad, there's a lesson to be gained in it, you know, and it's about paying attention, you know, to that lesson. What makes life beautiful is not the destination. It's not getting to the end, but it's like going through it. The journey is the beauty. That's where the true beauty lies.
I hope you stay tuned for the rest of the season and get excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun and a great journey, and I hope you will join along.